welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, issue number 152 for November 1997. I'm Fred Vobey here in the Sheetrock Announce Booth with your magazine. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. Our telephone number here in the office is 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. The Musings to the Members number is 419-224-1609. If you have internet email access, our email address is w8hdu@wlio.com. And if you can surf on the World Wide Web, our address there is http://wcoil.com/tildeGNBC. A lot of information there. I don't know why they make those internet addresses so darn long, but, well, I guess that's technology for us. We've got a lot of information to pass on the magazine, including some info on the survey, which we'll have on side two following our musings to the members. But let's right now find out about what's going on the FCC side of things.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Three editions this month, and we start with reference number 411 and call letter changes. On 990 WIVK, Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WNOX. 1040, half of a call swap, WJNA, Boynton Beach, Florida, changing to WJNO. 1060, KUKQ, Tempe, Arizona, becomes KDUS. 1070, WANM, Tallahassee, Florida, changing to WFRF. 1140, KXNO, North Las Vegas, Nevada, becomes KSFN. 1210, WBIU, Denham Springs, Louisiana, changing to WSKR. 1220 KDFC, Palo Alto, California becomes KBPA. Also on 1220 KWPA, Pomona, California changing to KMIA. Here's the other half of that swap on 1240 WJNO, West Palm Beach, Florida becomes WJNA. 1240 WKOI, Bluefield, West Virginia changing to WKEZ. 1390 WZHF in Arlington, Virginia becomes WVPA. 1400 KUNA, Indio, California, changing to KESQ. 1440 WRAJ, Anna, Illinois, becomes WIBH. Two changes on 1450 KPSI, Palm Springs, California, to KGAM, and KMSL, Great Falls, Montana, to KQDI. 1490 WCZR, Charleston, West Virginia, becomes WSWW. And on 1560 WTAI, Melbourne, Florida, changing to WTMS. One note on a call change up on 1390 WZHF, Arlington, Virginia. Last month we told you they were changing to WDBI. Well, they changed their mind and had that change set aside. They are now changing to WVPA instead. One application of interest on 900 KREH in Oakdale, Louisiana, would like to change their city of license to Pecan Grove, Texas. Now, if you can't find Pecan Grove, Texas on the map, it's in the greater Houston area. This move will be over 200 miles from Oakdale, Louisiana, so this is a major move of this facility. Grants of interest on 860 KARS in Belen, New Mexico, is going to be operating a synchronous transmitter in Albuquerque with 100 watts nights only. And on 1240 KMCL, McCall, Idaho, will change their city of license to Donnelly, Idaho. In otherness, on 1000 WJBW, news station in Jupiter, Florida, is reported to be on the air. On 1060 WKRE, Monroe, North Carolina, their application for a synchronous transmitter in Lancaster has been denied by the FCC. 1030 KDUN, Reedsport, Oregon, this silent station is back on the air. Two applications for new stations on 1160 have both been denied by the commission. They were in Fairhope, Alabama, and Claricona, Florida. 1240 WVSR, Charleston, West Virginia. This silent station is back on the air. Presently, they're relaying WQBE, but they expect to begin their own programming by the end of the year. And on 1440 WIBH, the station that used to be WRAJ and silent, is now back on the air. Moving on to reference number 412, just two call changes on 710 WZRS in Smyrna, Tennessee becomes WFCM, and on 880 WLQE in Moneta, Virginia becomes WVLR. One new station has been applied for on 1040 in Clovis, California. They're requesting 550 watts during the daytime, 1700 watts at night with a U2 antenna. That's directional nighttime only. One application of interest on 1450 KMCA in Burney, California. They'd like to move their city of license to Shasta, California. Several tidbits of interest in otherness on 560 WYOR in Brentwood, Tennessee. This silent station has returned to the air. May affect the fate of another station. We'll get to that in just a second. On 1030 WWGB in Indian Head, Maryland, this station in the D.C. area is now back on the air. And on 1380 WHEW in Franklin, Tennessee, this station has gone silent. The strong rumor around is the call WHEW may move to 560 where WYOR has returned to the air. WYOR is now carrying all the programming that was formerly heard on WHEW, but nothing official has been done yet. And finally, moving on to reference 413 with a more traditional big pile of call letter changes on 620 WXLX in Newark, New Jersey becomes WJWR. 710 WHWB, Kansas City, Missouri, swapping calls, they'll become KCMO. And on 810 KCMO, Kansas City becomes WHB. On 950 WEJM in Chicago, Illinois, changes to WZDB, but catch it fast if you can, because they have also applied now to change from WZDB to WIDB. 1080 KWJJ, Portland, Oregon, changing to KOTK. 1150 KBAI, Morro Bay, California, becoming KJQY. 1310 WDOZ, Dearborn, Michigan, changing calls again, this time to WYUR. 1450 KKBY, Puyallup, Washington, becomes KSUH. 1480 KZSN, Wichita, Kansas, changing to KQAM. 1540 KXMG, Los Angeles, California, becomes KCTD. And on 1590 WIFN, Marine City, Michigan, changing to WHYT. One application of interest on 1670 in the expanded band. An application has been made for an expanded band station in Toronto, Ontario. But although the CRTC has officially said they have no interest in permitting any operations on the expanded band, a group that was unsuccessful in getting an FM grant in Toronto has now applied for this station in the expanded band with a proposal to run Asian ethnic programming. Be kind of interesting to see how the CRTC handles that. Several new stations have been granted. These are all in the expanded band on 1640 in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and also on 1690 in Arvada, California. These are both new grants. The stations operating in the X band right now are operating under the provisions of a special temporary authority, but these are now full grants. The FCC has dismissed the final two objections to Plan 3, and the way has been paved for all the other X-band applications to be routinely granted also, so expect it to rain X-band stations. These are the first two to be officially granted. Applications from existing facilities on 1430 WNFO in Ridgeland, South Carolina, would like to reduce their power all the way down to 213 watts and change their city of license to Sun City Hall, South Carolina. That's near Hilton Head Island. Under otherness on 610 KSVV, Vail, Colorado, this silent station expected to return to the air in November. On 990 KWFT, Wichita Falls, Texas, this station has gone silent. Last month we told you they're planning a move to Farmersville, Texas, a move of nearly 150 miles. On 1080 WNWI, Valparaiso, Indiana, has gone silent. 1240 KWYZ, Everett, Washington, this silent station is back on the air. 1260 WMMM, Westport, Connecticut. This station is silent. The owners are donating it to Sacred Heart University, and they expect to return it to the air in about 60 days. 1270 KFCC in Bay City, Texas. This license has been revoked by the FCC, citing numerous problems with unauthorized transmitter relocation and STA violations. The owners have vowed to fight it in court. The present operating status of this station is unclear right now. If we have a member in that area who could check 1270 and let us know what's there, we'd sure appreciate it. 1310 WVIP, Mount Kisco, New York. This station is silent. A fire destroyed the station's studios. They continue to broadcast from a trailer at their transmitter for several days, but they are now off the air. 1420 KYVU in Yucca Valley, California. Their application for license renewal has been returned by the FCC. This station has been silent for quite a long time, maybe off the air permanently now. 1440 KKXL Grand Forks, North Dakota. This station is still silent due to the spring flood damage they suffered, but they now say they may return to the air by the end of the year. 1440 KELG Elgin, Texas. Their construction permit to move to Manor, Texas is now on the air. 1450 KDMN in Buena Vista, Colorado. This silent station is scheduled to return to the air in November. When they do, they will relay programming from KSVV, the 610 station due to return to the air in Vail. 1520 KOLM Rochester, Minnesota has now gone full-time. Their construction permit for 10,000 watts day, 800 watts night, is now on the air. On 1540, CHIN in Toronto, Ontario has been granted 101.3 FM, but unlike most Canadian stations, they will not move from the AM band. This is a low-power FM station, only 22 watts. It has been granted to correct nighttime signal problems. They will simulcast the AM programming. That's a very rare situation to occur in Canada. On 1550 KRGO, West Valley City, Utah, after many, many years off the air, they have returned. 1570 WRHD, Riverhead, New York, this silent station is back on the air. And on 1600 WSNR in Hartford, Kentucky, they have now moved their city of license officially to Beaver Dam, Kentucky. And that'll do it for this month. I'll see you in 30 days with another big pile from the broadcast band. Now with big piles of IDs. Here's John Bunker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hope everything medical is going along well in your life, fella. Well, everybody, once again, we're coming to you live from the Audio Service Studio in Sun City Center, Florida, back with our 77D RCA microphone. And, oh, say, a sidebar before we get started to Mike Lance. Hey, Mike, Don Trelford down in Jamaica, West Indies, said he heard you on WAVS when you called in to explain why stations fade out at night. Your fame is spreading, Mike. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Hey, I'm anxious to get started on this new trip around the United States with our dial set at 1440. Now, this is a regional channel. No station in the United States operates with more daytime power than 5,000 watts on 1440, some with only 500 watts. So we'll start in the Great Northeast, and we'll start back in 1983 as we travel across this great land for the November 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
From the heart of the Commonwealth, news and information when you need it. This is 14 WSTQ.
5 o'clock, CBC News. I'm John Grimes.
All right, Mr. Grimes, thank you. And then there was that wonderful Labor Day weekend in New Hampshire a couple of years ago when Bruce Conti hosted us all at the National Radio Club Convention in Merrimack, remember? We tuned all over the dial with our tape recorders running, and we picked this next one up. Now, note the sequence here.
WBNW Boston, WBEI Worcester. New Hampshire Robber could be in Quincy, and the Patriots say goodbye to seven players.
Okay, we're listening for WVEI now.
WHDH Boston, WBNW Boston, WBEI Worcester.
Yeah, okay, those were all recorded in 1994. But Linda and I were up that way just more recently.
Sports Radio 1440, an American radio system station.
WWPM Worcester.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm Jim Hickey, the first female Air Force combat.
We drop down into Connecticut, just west of Hartford.
Radio 1440, easy moving, WBIS Bristol.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, just across Long Island Sound is this wonderful station, at least it was, 1,000 watts covering Long Island.
He's buying a stairway to heaven.
You front and center for the all request and dedication hour. Push them in at 955 WBAB. We are 102% Long Island. This is WBAB FM and AM Babylon Freeport, thanking everyone in Center Reach for showing the world they love rock and roll.
And today, well, of course, they have new call letters, and as a matter of fact, this is the way they sign off. This is going to be a funny one for you now. Stupid as this may be, Notice how clearly the essential facts come through on this recording, so the FCC can be happy, you know what I mean. And by the way, this is exactly the way it sounded when I recorded it.
WNYG Babylon concludes another broadcast day.
What?
WNYG is owned and operated by Babylon Regional Broadcasting Corporation with
studio and
located on the Road in
Pretty cute, huh? Okay, next we travel all the way north in New York State. Ontario, Canada is in sight.
For the latest in news, sports, and weather, we're WSGO. Off we go. Kidnappers say they won't kill a second hostage yet, as a worry.
Several hundred miles to the southwest, to the honeymoon capital now.
You've been listening to Lenny Rico and Casa Rico on 1440 WJJL.
WJJL 1440, Niagara Falls, Buffalo, New York. Celebrating 50 golden years of broadcasting.
Still locally owned and operated after all these years.
This is Viewpoint with your host, Mike Anthony. The opinions expressed on Viewpoint are those of the callers.
We drive next to the southern part of New Jersey.
AM 1440, FM 97.3, WMVB, Millville.
Well, that was recorded in 1971, and if you were there today...
This is Cumberland Country, 1440 WREY.
A number of fires this morning. I'm Dave Marcette on the Satellite News Network.
And if you were to cross the Delaware River just north of Scranton...
It's more music with the dream of the everyday housewife, Jim Brando, on WCDL AM and FM Carbondale, the all-star in the Scranton area. Well, hello out there.
Okay, and just outside Philadelphia...
You keep it on 1440 Info Radio.
This is Info Radio, WNPV Lansdale, 1440 on your AM dial.
It's nice to have a long jingle like that, so when you mistime the news... I know what it's like. Oh, boy. Now, there's obviously a story going with this next cut. I made this in 1990. What you'll hear is exactly what was broadcast that morning. You're going to hear a tape-recorded program being played backwards. I kid you not. And when it came to the ID... Oh, dear. Well, you just listen.
You're tuned to WG.
WCB and WGCB-FM, Red Lion, Pennsylvania.
That went on, by the way, for a half hour's program. That backwards. Okay, now in all fairness, later that same day in the afternoon.
Serving central Pennsylvania and northern Maryland, this is WGCB, Red Lion, Pennsylvania.
Thank y'all on the line. Here it is, Wednesday, Preacher Brown with another broadcast of the Grace from Royal Island, middle of the week.
I couldn't understand, but at least the station sounded okay. Oh, boy. Now, listen to this one carefully.
Got the heat with the coaster.
105.7 WGQR, WGLA, Elizabethtown, Lumberton, and Fayetteville, and Beach 106.3 WCCA, Chalote, Whiteville, Wilmington.
Well, it's one for the money.
Now, if you can make that announcer say WBLA, which it is, instead of WGLA, let me know, will you? I swear he said WGLA.
I'm Dave Collins on the North Carolina News Network.
And you're listening to 1440 AM. This is WLXN, Lexington, North Carolina. Currently 73 degrees, partly sunny skies at 1 o'clock.
You know, that station has a real neat jingle package. Listen.
WLXN, Lexington. Beautiful people.
Yeah, thank you. Let's cross into South Carolina.
Greenville's all-new talk radio, AM 1440 WGBL, with the G. Gordon Liddy Show. You remember G. Gordon Liddy? Yeah, the Watergate guy. He's been called the most dangerous man in America, and now he's doing time right here in Greenville. The G. Gordon Liddy Show, weekdays 10 till 2. Talk radio is AM 1440 WGBL, Greenville.
Okay, and here from South Central South Carolina is a real messed up announcer. Oh, he sounds so relaxed, so competent. But now listen to him introduce the news at noon, as he apparently has been doing for many years, to hear him talk.
Well, I've been spending all my time making Tennessee play.
Precision time is noon. You're listening to WJBS 1440 on your AM dial in Holly Hill, South Carolina. And good afternoon on this Friday afternoon, December 15th, 1989.
This so
time
far,
the
so
news at noon. Brought to you today as every day by the first, by Harman's Exxon, Giorgio's Pizza, and the Holly Hill Observer.
Okay. Just west of Atlanta, about 40 miles.
A sanctuary, sanctuary for you. The song with Ronnie Pierce. WBKI 1440 here in Bremen, Georgia.
I don't know, country music in Georgia? Oh, boy.
Ooh, take your own memo, Baldy.
Avoid worker walkout. Have Wells Coffee Service at your place of business. Call 265-9186. This is WTIG, 1440 AM, Brunswick, home for Rush Limbaugh, 12 to 3.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. For the first time in 28 years in this country, a death row inmate has been executed by hanging.
Well, on that happy note, let's cross into the brilliant sunshine of my home state.
WCL 1440 Lehigh Acres.
Del Caribe de Ponce el 19 de noviembre. Cuba el ganador, arrasó en el medallero. México segundo con apenas.
And from the parking lot at Disney World, we hear.
Set your dial and lock it in on 1440 AM WPRD Winter Park, Orlando's Imagination Station.
Hooray for the world, I'm glad to be on it. Hooray for the world, I'm glad to be on it. Hooray for the world, it's a special place we got.
Now, that was in 1990, and today?
Central Florida's place for sports. Sports Radio 1440 wins. All sports, all the time. Start your day with Scott Burrell. At night, it's Mark Daniels. Plus the latest sports scores. 2, 3, and 4 times an hour. Sports Radio 1440 wins. WWGN, Winter Park, Orlando.
You know, I wonder how many ways there are to spell the word wins. I think we're up to about 6 now.
You're listening to WAJL Winter Park. WAJL Satellite News is next, a service of Metro, Central Florida's most widely read weekly newspaper.
That's from about 10 years ago. So we had those three stations from Winter Park, Florida, and you can see how things have changed over the years. Well, let's see, it's time to swing around and start heading north once again now.
Just 9 o'clock on WHHY, FM and AM. Montgomery's Y-102 playing all hit favorites of the 80s and today.
Montgomery's Y-102.
All right, people, get right up. It's time for Major Tom. Say hey, Friday.
Hey.
And now, here's your host, Major Tom.
Thank you want it all.
He's as disturbed as he can get.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Oh, they're crazy nuts. Okay, let's visit South Central Kentucky, right near the Mammoth Cave.
Southern Kentucky's better variety AM country. 1440 WCDS, Glasgow.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Paula Wright. Allied commanders and an Iraqi delegation will meet tomorrow for truth talk.
And up right near Lexington, Kentucky.
This is Bob Agnew on the USA Radio Network.
This is Christian Radio, WYGH in Paris, Kentucky, and the Bible says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." This is conservative Christian Radio, AM 1440.
WYGH, Paris, Kentucky.
It's kind of peaceful. And down near the Tennessee border...
Eastern Kentucky's sports leader, EZ Country, WEZJ Williamsburg.
Well, you know, we're not quite halfway through our collection of 1440 IDs, but we'll get through them next month, and I'd add a couple more right here, except I can't wait to hear what Mark Durenberger has on his clear channel tapes that we'll be hearing in a few minutes. I can steal a few of his IDs for the travelogue, maybe. Say, I also want to tell Adam Bouvier up in Saskatchewan how much I appreciated his recordings of the Saskatchewan stations that he forwarded to Phil Wayne. And as usual, Adam, we stole a few of those, too. So, thanks and good for you. Oh, dear. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next month on the Travelogue.
Thanks, John. You know, the holiday season is just around the corner, and if you're looking for something to give someone special for the holidays, how about a gift subscription to the DX Audio Service? It's real nice because not only do you give a gift, but you get a gift as well. Here's how it works. If you buy a subscription for someone who is not a member of the DX Audio Service, you get 2 months free to your subscription to the DX Audio Service. That's right. They get a year subscription, plus you get 2 months free. And if you do that for two people, then you get 4 months. It's a great deal, isn't it? So contact me if you need more details, or just send in that gift subscription and we'll take care of it. That's available from us here at the DX Audio Service. Now let's switch it over to Bandscan Land.
Again, DX Audio Service listeners, this is Mark Durenberger in Minneapolis with part two of our Clear Channel band scan. Sort of a reverse market scope, because we're scanning a lot of markets looking for the audio signatures of those stations operating on the so-called U.S. Clear Channels. Last month, we profiled the clears from 640 to 780 kilohertz. Today, we pick up the story at the 800s, beginning with the U.S. 1B channel 810. The primary on 810, of course, one of the oldest stations in the country, pioneered WGY in Schenectady, built by the General Electric Corporation. The other big powerhouse on 810 is located in San Francisco. That's KGO, of course. And down the middle of the country, we're served by the Kansas City 810 outlet, KCMO. Well, now hold your horses. It was KCMO when we recorded it back in May on our 2,200-mile odyssey. But KCMO at 810 and WHB at 710 are swapping frequencies. So this may be an audio collector's item.
Kansas City's Pop Radio 810 KCMO.
Well, that signal does have a bit of the nighttime skip sound to it, doesn't it? Well, we were sore tempted to just stick the loop out the window here in Minneapolis and pick up KCMO right off the main lobe, but that's not fair. You have to make a game out of this, and it has to be difficult. So we did track that through the west, and in fact, I think we picked up that signal that you just heard somewhere in northeastern New Mexico. And as we worked our way west and looked for KGO San Francisco, the game got to be a little more fun because KGO has a directional antenna that beams its signal up and down the west coast. The design of their antenna coverage is such that their signal is minimized to the east in the direction of the other stations on 810. So that makes it a little more difficult, but a little more fun to capture KGO. And here's the signal as heard in southern Idaho.
Northern California is supposed to listen to station KGO, San Jose, Oakland.
Well, that leaves the original WGY Schenectady, a station that dominates the eastern half of the country. And since there are other major stations on 810 in the west, WGY in Schenectady is a bit of a prize when you're west of the Mississippi. Here's how we captured it in eastern Montana. Next up the dial, 820 WBAP. No fair if you're in the middle western part of the country. It's almost impossible to avoid this powerhouse signal. But we did wait until we were in Utah to turn on the recorder on 820.
You expect from the station that has served North Texas for 75 years.
WPAT,
the 50,000 watt voice of the Southwest. News Talk 820. From ABC News.
Another giant of the nighttime airwaves, and my own alma mater at 830 WCCO.
Keeping Minnesota up to date is our commitment. Count on us for news at the top of every hour on 830 WCCO Minneapolis, St. Paul.
News you want, people you know, WCCO.
840, of course, dominated by WHAS in Louisville, also shared by KXNT in Las Vegas. In order for us to escape the clutches of the Louisville powerhouse signal, we had to stop in Idaho to get into the main beam of KXNT to record their ID.
The talk station, AM 840 KXNT, North Las Vegas, the Valley's most listened to talk station.
I'd call this a tribute to the accuracy of KXNT's north-south coverage pattern, because all I had to do was drive about 150 miles to the east, and bingo, there was the primary. If you're anywhere in the West and you're tuning to 850, you might as well surrender. It's KOA Denver.
Get the latest on the JonBenet Ramsey case with Carol McKinley on News Radio 850, KOA Denver.
63 degrees in Denver from Colorado's 24-hour newsroom. I'm Jim Wood.
Well, I couldn't resist this next one, even though 860 is a Canadian clear and not a U.S. clear. The station I recorded on 860 in Salt Lake City is kind of fun to listen to.
Now for more radio business.
'Cause. Well, this is certainly no Mickey Mouse operation on 870.
This is 870 AM, the 50,000 watt clear channel giant, WWL, New Orleans.
Well, wherever you are in the middle western part of the country, you should have no trouble with KRVN Lexington, Nebraska. That 880 station bends its signal away from the east to protect WCBS in New York. That means more power is focused west. And here's what it sounded like in western Utah.
You're listening to 880 Radio KRVN Lexington, Nebraska. The time is 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain Time. I'm for ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Catherine Smith.
Well, you probably hear a little more sky wave interference there than you would think, but that's the fun of nighttime AM. That was probably WCBS and maybe one or two of the smaller stations on the channel causing a little bit of interference. But still, no problem with KRVN. It was a little tougher, though, to capture WCBS itself, and we had to wait until we were in eastern North Dakota on a good night with the loop pointed just right to bring in WCBS.
Our 30 years of all-news experience means you get the tri-state area's best news coverage on WCBS New York, WCBS News Radio 88,
WCBS News 5, 10 o'clock.
Well, that leaves 890 for this part of the band scan, and of course, the primary station there is WLS in Chicago.
Anyway, it's 10 o'clock, don't go away, I'm Jake Hartford, it's WLS Talk Radio, the Big 89.
Chicago's best talk,
We might normally have included signals and station breaks from 900, 940, and 990, but because of our time constraints, we're limiting ourselves to just the United States clears, and those three, of course, are shared by Mexico and Canada. So, up the dial we go, then, to 1,000.
KOMO News 1,000, KOMO Seattle. Get connected to award-winning news coverage. KOMO News 1,000. From ABC News.
KOMO covers the West on 1,000. Chicago's WMVP covers the East. And the middle of the country on 1,000, serviced by Oklahoma City.
Sure tech, dependability. It is the news at KTOK Oklahoma City.
From ABC News.
This was one of the few 1D channels in which we were able to capture three signals on the same frequency from the same location. It happened in eastern Montana, thanks to the directionality of the loop antenna. KOMO in Seattle, KTOK in Oklahoma City, and the third of the trio, WMVP Chicago.
WMVP Chicago is AM 1000. Good evening and welcome to Sports Illustrated Golf USA on AM 1000.
Well, we tried the same trick on 1020, and I cheated a little bit on this one. We stopped in northern Utah for these signals, and I knew we'd have no trouble there with KCKN in Roswell.
1020, KCKN, the news authority.
Chosen as the large market station of the year by the New Mexico Broadcasters Association, this is the news authority. 1020, KCKN, Roswell, New Mexico.
But trying to bring in KDKA Pittsburgh from that location was another matter entirely.
KDKA Morning News with Tom Signa on Pittsburgh's radio station, KDKA AM 1020.
Hey, what happened in sports today? All you need is afternoon sports with George Solo at 15 and 45 past the hour. And he's only on Pittsburgh's radio station, KDKA.
Everywhere. My brother George's out there working. Mom works. Etta works.
1030 is an example of a 1A that, fortunately or unfortunately, has large stations geographically separated by a long distance. And so there are a lot of little stations on that frequency. The primary, of course, WBZ in Boston, and the secondary is located in Wyoming.
Serving more people than any other Wyoming radio station. 1030 KTWO, Casper, Wyoming.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive.
WBZ was one of the toughest stations we had to capture. Remember, by definition, our DX band scan was west of the Mississippi. And west of the Mississippi, the Casper station pretty much dominates 1030, along with all the little guys. And as we worked our way back home, we had WCTS in Minneapolis to contend with. So we picked a spot to do WBZ in the best place we could find, and that turned out to be western North Dakota.
WBZ, cranking out 50,000 watts of power, 24 hours a day. We are News Radio, WBZ Boston.
ABC News. I'm Bob Hart.
Conversely, I don't think there was a place we went on our 2,200-mile odyssey where we could escape the clutches of Des Moines.
Why do you listen to WHO Radio?
I love Jet Peterson's voice.
This is Des Moines News Station, 1040 WHO Radio.
You're with 1040 WHO Des Moines, the home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
It's 54 degrees.
There was a lot of interference on 1060 wherever we went, and there are quite a few stations on that 1B channel. But we needed to log KYW. So in this case, we actually waited until we got home. And yes, we were at home on the western side of the Mississippi, a long way from the shores of the eastern seaboard.
At the shore, 63 and lightly raining on Independence Mall, 62 and cloudy, 62 going down to 54 at the airport. 60 minutes will give you the world. This is KYW, the news center on your radio dial. I'm Melanie Armstrong. Robin Caldwell is at the editor's desk or engineer's break.
Well, there are more than a dozen stations on 1070 east of the Mississippi, but only one in the west. KNX Los Angeles.
The Six Shooter, followed by Gangbusters, right here on KNX Los Angeles.
I'm Jack Salvatore, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good evening. It's 62 degrees here in Hollywood. Here are the headlines at 10:06.
1080 was a lot of fun to try to work. In order to escape the clutches of KRLD in Dallas, we had to go to northern Montana and twist the loop toward Portland, Oregon.
Welcome home to DJ's Classic Country on AM 1080.
You know, having said all of that, we still didn't do a very good job on KRLD in Dallas, but it's there. No 1080 Hartford for us in this part of the country.
KRLD, CBS, News Radio 1080.
KBOZ Bozeman.
Good evening, I'm Joe.
When you look to do 1090, you have a Mexican station pretty much holding forth on the West Coast. Bozeman, Montana was a very formidable signal and made it a little difficult for us to copy the former music station of the South, KAAY in Little Rock. But by going far enough east into North Dakota, we were able to capture the Bible station.
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. With the power and the glory, this is KAAY, Little Rock.
And there you have part two of our Clear Channel band scan. Next week, we'll pick up at 1100, home of the famed 3WE, now WTAM, in Cleveland. And we'll share the story of how the FCC's superpower proceedings, aimed at creating a dozen 750,000-watt stations in the U.S., instead became the warning signal that the exclusivity and dominance of the Clear Channel stations would begin to fade. Pardon the expression. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. We'll be back to continue our Clear Channel band scan next month. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark, and we'll catch the final installment of our clears on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Speaking of the next edition, I'm going to be working here in the studio now that I'm all over my digital television campaign and also our corporate budgets and such, and I'll be working here in the studio trying to upgrade some of our equipment and hook in some new toys that I've purchased. But one thing is still kind of a mystery to me. We've had a problem here with the audio service answering machine. I just found this out when I was on the road and tried to call home and leave a message to the office that the caller will get the usual greeting on the system and it will beep, you know, signifying that you're supposed to start leaving a message. However, when you go to check those messages, it's not there. It seems that once the system gets to a certain capacity, it's sending out the message to the caller, letting them know to record, but it's not recording the message. You know, I have to agree with Ed Potter over at Playback Magazine that I thought things were a lot better with some of the old cassette-based answering machines, because these digital machines sure cause a lot of problems, and to be honest with you, I'm not too keen on the audio record quality. Our Musings to the Members line is a digital system based on computer, and that, I think, has pretty decent record audio, but the problem with that is it's not too friendly to picking up messages. So here we are with two different machines. Anyway, if anybody knows of a certain machine which is very friendly, perhaps has a lot of record time, and has a good track record for working decently, give me a call or just drop me a card or a letter and let me know about that, because I'd like to replace this machine before we head into 1998. And while we have some time, let's catch up on some news and notes. On our DXChange, Randy Davis at 1905 Blackiston Mill Road, that's B-L-A-C-K-I-S-T-O-N Mill Road, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47129-9004, is offering his 3-foot loop made by Ron Musco. He will deliver locally or meet the buyer halfway. For more information, contact Randy at area code 812-945-0070. Ken Chatterton at the National Radio Club Publications Center is clearing out the last copies of the station location map book at only $8 each. He also has copies of the distance and bearing handbooks at $7 while they last, which won't be for very long. You can contact Ken at the National Radio Club's Publications Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, that's Mannsville, New York, 13661, or you can give him a call during the daytime at area code 315-387-3583. World of Radio is supposedly moving on WWCR in Nashville to Thursdays at 2030 GMT to a frequency of 15685. A recent message to Glenn has gone unanswered, so if anyone is in touch with Glenn, you might want to ask him to get in touch with me here at the DX Audio Service. You can use my private email address of gnbc@wcoil.com and pass on the information on this schedule. On our DX Time Machine from the pages of DX News from 50 years ago, from the October 18th, 1947 DX News, because there were not enough call letters then available for all the new AM and FM stations under construction, the Federal Communications Commission asked for the release of all W call letters by the United States Army except for WAR, wishing to assign A calls instead. The assignment of WV, WX, and WZ call letters had already begun. 25 years ago, from the October 27, 1972 DX News magazine, the new Night Pattern book generated enthusiastic response amongst DXers. A new station was reported operating on 1385 kHz in Saba, part of the northern group of the Netherlands Antilles. 10 years ago, from the October 19th, 1987 DX News magazine, Bruce Conti's article, Who's On First?, helped define the early pioneers of AM broadcasting. And that's our look at the DX Time Machine on this edition of the DX Audio Service.
Flip over to Site 2 for more of the DX Audio Service.
WPIC 79